Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving into a topic that can feel as heavy as a gym bag full of bricks. Forgiveness. Now, before you click off thinking, not another self-help pep talk, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions or pretending nothing happened. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of anger and resentment that hold you back. Think of it like this. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. Newsflash, buddy, you're the one suffering. So, how do we actually cultivate forgiveness when it feels impossible? Let me break down 5 key takeaways that can help you on this journey. 1. Understand forgiveness isn't about them. This is huge, people. Forgiveness isn't about giving the other person a free pass or saying what they did was okay. It's about releasing your grip on the anger and pain so you can move forward. You deserve peace, regardless of their actions. 2. Start small. Don't expect to forgive every slight overnight. Start with something small. Maybe a coworker who cut you off in line or a friend who forgot your birthday. Acknowledge your feelings, but then consciously choose to let it go. It's like those tiny muscles you build up when you start exercising. Forgiveness gets easier with practice. 3. Empathy is your secret weapon. Try to see things from their perspective. Were they going through something difficult? Did they act out of ignorance rather than malice? Remember, everyone makes mistakes. Understanding their motivations doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help you find compassion and let go of resentment. 4. Time is on your side, sometimes. It takes time to process hurt and anger. Don't beat yourself up if forgiveness doesn't happen instantly. Give yourself the space to grieve, heal, and eventually, choose to release those negative emotions. Think of it like a wound. It needs time to mend before you can move freely again. 5. It's okay to set boundaries. Forgiveness isn't about condoning harmful behavior or allowing people to treat you poorly. It's about releasing the anger within you while still protecting your well-being. Set clear boundaries with those who have hurt you and communicate what you need to feel safe and respected. Ever felt like someone wronged you so badly that it shattered your trust? Maybe a friend betrayed you or a family member broke your heart. It's easy to fall into the trap of bitterness, replaying those hurtful moments over and over in your mind. But here's the thing. Dwelling on the past only keeps you stuck. Picture this. Sarah had been close friends with Emily for years, but then Emily gossiped about her behind her back. Sarah felt betrayed and furious. For months, she held on to that anger, constantly thinking about what Emily did and how it hurt her. It started affecting her other relationships. She became withdrawn and suspicious of everyone. Then one day, Sarah realized something. She was letting Emily's actions control her life. Holding onto the anger wasn't serving her, it was only causing more pain. She decided to forgive Emily, not because what she did was okay, but because she wanted to be free from that burden. It wasn't easy, but as Sarah let go of the resentment, she felt a sense of peace wash over her. She realized that forgiveness wasn't about condoning Emily's behavior, it was about choosing herself and her own happiness. So remember, forgiveness is a powerful act of self-love. It doesn't mean forgetting or pretending nothing happened. It means releasing the grip of anger and resentment so you can move forward with lightness and joy. Alright, folks, let's recap. Today we talked about cultivating forgiveness as a path to freedom. Remember, forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. Start small, practice empathy, give yourself time, and don't be afraid to set healthy boundaries. Want to share your own story or thoughts on forgiveness? Hit us up in the comments below. And remember, you are capable of amazing things, even forgiving those who have wronged you. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay positive and keep striving.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.